B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. Philadelphia Sports. 97.5. The Fanatic.
All right. Live from the Sixers practice facility, Camden, New Jersey. How about this? It never gets old coming here.
Nah, it's a great place. It's state of the art. It's always immaculately kept. The bathrooms are always clean.
Yeah.
They always take really good care of us when we're here. Great to see a lot of the people, you know, cameramen that you run into at the games all the time and stuff like that. You get to see everybody that you haven't seen in a little while. Thanks to Matisse for coming over. What a good kid, right?
Oh, he's a great kid.
Really really mature, well-spoken. And he's looking forward to it, man. To step into a situation with a team like the Sixers, whether they run it back, whether Jimmy's back, Tobias is not, or whether it's Kawhi or whatever, he knows he's stepping into a good situation here. I love the fact that they said they were looking at him for 4 years.
Yeah, following his career.
It's got to be flattering for a young kid, right? Oh, yeah, they've been following me for 4 years and they're telling me about stuff that happened in my freshman or sophomore year at Washington. That's got to be pretty cool. It's got to make you feel pretty good.
Yeah, it does.
Tremendous stuff. So, let's get to the phones. Let's talk to people.
Keith Pompey coming up in just a moment.
Oh, is Keith here?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So we'll bring Keith in.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Let's get to Ron in media joins us on The Fanatic. Hey, Ronnie, how are you? Ron. All right, let's put Ron on hold. Let's try Chris in South Philly on The Fanatic. Hey, Chris.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Chris.
Yo, man, shoot some free pointers. Show them guys how to do it over there.
Like Johnson's Field.
So I watched the draft last night, and after it was over, I didn't really know who we had. I woke up this morning still not knowing who we had. I went to work. I got to listen to you guys for a little bit, so now I know the two guys that we got. My concern is, I guess, that they didn't address the 4 or 5 situation, so I'm assuming they're going to do that in free agency. And you know, what guys do you think they're going to target for the 4 and 5?
Well, I think plan A is run it back, right?
So I would love to have Butler back. Harris, give or take.
And I'll tell you, I think Danny Green's a guy that they're gonna go after. I love him, man. I think he would be a really good fit as far as a backup 5's concerned. You know, it's interesting. I think you got to figure out who's your 4 and can your 4 play some 5 in the backup role if it's not Tobias.
I was hoping they would keep the guy from Maryland, but, you know,
Bruno,
I thought he could be a 4 or 5 type of player.
Yeah. I hear you. But you remember, these kids, they're not going to, Chrissy, those kids aren't going to play big time roles in what is now going to be a team that's a true title on a title quest. You need veterans and you need guys that can play. And joining us right now from the Inquirer and theinquirer.com, he does a great job covering his team, Keith Pompey. What's up, brother?
What's up, man? It means a lot from you because you remember you used to write for the Inquirer. You were the man.
Yes, sir, man. Yes, sir.
You need to tell people that.
No, they just think I was big mouth, man. That's just some dude off the street. Nah. What's going on, man? And let me tell you, that I got you here. And listen, you're so generous with your time. You always come on all the shows. And, you know, brother, it is much love and much appreciation for all your time and all your giving us your hoop knowledge, and it's very vast. What's your take? First of all, Matisse seems like a real good kid, don't he?
Oh, he's a great kid. It's funny because after the draft, you know, the media hotel is the same hotel that the players stay in, and we hopped on the same elevator. And I was like, hey, Keith Pompey, I'm going to cover you. And some kids is kind of like, oh, my gosh, what's this dude want?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But he was extremely inviting. He had Chad, he said, I'll see you tomorrow and I'll see you around. I'm like, this guy is special. And, you immediately start reading up on him. You know, you see that his mother was a doctor. I mean, you see that, you know, his father had a nice business. and he lived in Australia for a little bit.
He's named after Matisse.
Exactly.
I was like, why?
Yeah.
I mean, like, the name.
Very intellectual.
And I was like, damn, man. Like,
I mean.
Not every guy, NBA guy, is named after a French impressionist.
He's got to draft Michelangelo next.
Yeah, I know, right? But he's a good guy. And you know, here's the thing. So, a lot of people thought that Cam Johnson was the best fit for the Sixers. I did, too. And the reason being is because he can shoot the ball, and that's what they need. But the Sixers never hid the fact that Matisse was one of their targets as well. And if you can't get the one guy you want, and then why don't you get the other one? And the thing about it is when we look at these games, you know, we talked about all year how bad the perimeter defense was.
Yes.
And now you got the best guy in the NBA
in regards to close out. Yeah.
And I think that he can help them from that. And talking to people in the NBA, even before the draft, you know, I was a little concerned about his shooting. And, you know, some guys were saying, well, Keith, I think he'll get it with the repetition. You know, he can shoot the ball. It's just that he just needs to work on it a little bit more. Whereas there were certain guys who I'm not going to name that y'all know where they just said his shot was broken.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Yep. This guy, his shot is not broken.
I was fine. I was looking at him, and that was the first thing that came to my mind, which is, all right, well, his shot's not broken, so that means you can work. And you, how many guys have you seen coming out of college that drastically improved their three-point shooting? Because if one thing you can do, if you can shoot the ball, it's not your arms aren't flailing and everything. Your elbow's not chicken wing. You can become a really, really strong 3-point shooter.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
I could see that kid. I could see him playing a role in this team.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the thing about it, his agent is kind of like his agent and his mother were college friends.
Oh, wow.
Right? So his dream was always to say, I want to be represented by y'all. Now, with that comes that he was always in the gym around NBA athletes, right? So, it was, you know, he knows what he has to do.
Yeah.
He's not going to be a guy that says, hey, I made it. I'm happy to be here. He knows the work that you have to put in. And I believe that he's going to put that work in.
He's a 22-year-old player now, too. He's not a kid coming in, per se.
Exactly.
The other thing, too, is, Keith, it's rare nowadays in the highlight generation that, you know, the ESPN has become. There's not the glory in being a great defender as there is in the glory being a great three-point shooter or a guy who would take us to the rim and gets monster dunks. So that tells me that there's defense is about work ethic and about, you know, having culpability with your teammates to do the right things, those little things that don't get you glory. Tells me he's a mature player.
Oh, exactly, exactly. And you're right. And the one thing is, you know, when he was talking, you can hear that, you know, he was saying all the right words. And then when you talk to other people, you know, they say the reason why he didn't shoot the ball a lot is because he was playing with guys who wanted to get their buckets. Well, if he's going to come to this team, he's not going to get buckets, you know?
Yep.
I mean, Joel's going to get it. Tobias going to get it. Jimmy, if they all come back.
Yep.
So, you know, you got to know your role, and I think he knows that.
Keith Pompey from the Inquirer with us. Let's talk about the prospects of running it back because, you know, obviously that's their, I think their number one, that's Elton's number one priority is to run this thing back. What are the chances that you see?
Man, I think that for both of these guys to come back, they're going to have to give them both the max. I mean, both the 5-year max. Now think about it. Like if Tobias Harris gets a 5-year max and Jimmy Butler doesn't, you think Jimmy's staying?
No.
And if Tobias doesn't get, you know, a lot of money like that, do you think he's going to stay in? Because to be honest with you, you know, a lot of people will say that Jimmy is the better player. But in the free agents market, Tobias is the guy that everyone wants. You know what I mean? Because he's younger. You know,
I still think the arrow is still a little pointed upward.
Yeah, they don't think he hit it. Like a lot of people saying he didn't hit his peak yet.
Yeah.
Now, me personally, like, okay, running it back is great, right? But if you can go out there, and I know he's 33, but if you could go out there and get Al Horford for the reasons you guys were talking about before I came on.
With the backup five.
I mean, think about it. We just have to realize that Joel Embiid is going to miss at least 18 games a season.
Yeah.
We just have to live with that. And if you can
low get management alone, forget low, injury.
Yeah, exactly. Low management. I mean, especially if you're looking to see what Kawhi did, the Sixers might want to shut him down like that.
Right.
So if you can get a guy like Al Horford who can play both positions, he thinks he's a power forward, but he has to play center. So, you know,
yeah.
If he could play both positions, I don't know, man. And then you can move. Let's say if you kept Tobias.
What's the cost, though? Tell me the cost, because he opts out of a
end term.
He opts, he opts out of a contract that was going to pay him 33, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's 33 years old.
Yeah, but you know, this is
my only worry, because everything you say,
that last year
is dead on.
Yeah.
He could play the backup, but very valuable. But I got two fears. One, 33, two. He's got a lot of ball in those legs, man. He's played a lot of basketball.
Yeah, but, you know, what I think is if you're the Sixers and, you know, you keep saying how close you were, you know, the four bounces, you know, you're trying to win a championship now.
Yeah.
You know, you are. You're trying to win a championship now. And maybe it could be a deal where, you know, he has a three-year deal with a team option or, you know, a player op, who knows. But, you know, I believe that when you opt out for 30 mil, right, you want to make, you could say like 20 mil a year, that's 80 after four.
Right.
But I'm hearing he wants like 25.
Oof.
You know what I mean? So he wants to get like 100 mil. Now,
so do I.
Yeah, but come on, man.
Who doesn't?
Can a brother get 500,000? Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
Not asking for much here in the grand scope.
Yeah. But the thing is, you know, I don't know. It's up to what you want to do. Now, they're saying Dallas is willing to give him what he wants. You know, that's what they're saying. So I don't know, man, but I really like Al Horford. I do, and for two reasons. He can help you out, and secondly, you're taking him away from Boston, a rival, you know?
Yeah.
Take him keep him in the East, but with you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It makes sense. I like Tobias.
Mm-hmm.
I think people, I was having this debate. Tobias by himself, is he a max worthy player? And I go, probably not. He's probably not. He's not the guy that, you know, you're going to build around. He's not that kind of piece. However, for the Sixers, I think he's so valuable because he's playing with Ben and because you sustain your length. Danny Green talked about it, and Danny Green talked about how their length was so bothersome to the Raptors.
Mm-hmm.
I want to come back the same way. Monstars, man. I want to go Monstars on them.
I agree with you. I mean, his length. And then here's something else, man. It's supply and demand.
Yeah.
You know, you have the Kevin Durant who's hurt, but then you got, like, Kyrie, these top-tier guys, and then you have other ones. And teams have money. And the fact that a lot of teams are going after Tobias, the fact that, you know, let's face it, the Sixers basically gave up three first-round picks for him because, you know, I'm counting Landry Shamet.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
And then these
sure.
other guys. And that comes with a cost.
Yeah, man.
So his dock is up. And the thing is, when he was with the Clippers, he played mostly the three, and he had a career year. He comes over here. He's playing a four a little bit. It goes down. But, you know, I just remember there were certain games in the middle of the season after he came, and Joel was out. And he carried them to wins.
He did.
You know,
and
he
29.
Yeah.
And then he got
capable of that.
He can fill it. He doesn't seem, you know him now. He doesn't seem like he's got to get his, like, every night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't seem needy like that. Like, certain guys, you know, you covered them. Your guy, you go, man, I don't get my shots, my looks, my points.
I check out.
I'm unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
But he don't strike me as that kind of dude.
No, he's not. And he's not that type of guy. I mean, I remember one time I asked him a question, and I said, look, dude, when Joel Embiid doesn't play, you average 23 points. When Joel Embiid plays, your average drops down to, I believe it was like 15-5. He was like, yeah. And I'm like,
you don't care.
You know, I mean, he was like, and I asked follow-up, he says, look, you know, you can do whatever you want to do with it. You know what I mean? That's a question you're asking. But I'm telling you, and I'm serious, you know, I want to win. Like, I want to be on
and
a playoff team
to win.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
Well, you need, you know? Right. He needs to play a role on the team. Like, you know, listen, anybody go to the Hawks and go average 28 and 12 and do what you got to do. But
and win 22 games on the season.
Exactly. When you're on a great team, everybody's got to sacrifice.
Yep. True. You're right.
That's just part of it. What are you hearing? I'm talking to Keith Pompey for the Inquirer. What are you hearing about Ben and the shot and working out?
You know, Ben is in he's in L.A. right now. He's working out with a shooting coach. His name escapes me right now for some particular reason. But what he was is this guy used to be Jimmy's guy. Like when Jimmy first came out, Jimmy like was working with him. It got to a point where Jimmy took and hired him full time. And So Jimmy hired this guy full time and he worked with him for a couple years. And then all of a sudden he branched out and he works out LeBron and all these other guys.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
So Ben is out there working with him.
That's good.
You know, and then I think the guy's name is Charles Johnson. And then after that, you know, he's going to go over to Australia to work on some things. But, you know, I'm hearing it's intense. But again, I always think that and nothing against Ben or nothing against the people who work with him. But I think it's just a matter of Ben continuing trying to improve his game. You know, you can work out with someone, but then if you don't keep it up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then you're going to lose that shot.
You have the willingness when games are being played.
And that's the
big thing.
The willingness. Like, I mean, I'm telling y'all, people think I'm crazy. Like, if you go to, and it doesn't really happen here, but you could go to Milwaukee on a Wednesday, right? Pre-game. There's no one in the arena.
Yeah, he's raining them.
Going around the world man. Yeah, around the world.
Giannis
and he's like,
is nonstop.
I mean, he is. He's just killing everything. But see, the thing is, and then once the game starts,
he
doesn't want it. And
he don't want to look bad.
Exactly. Because, and I said this before.
How about in China? Did you go to China?
Yeah, he was killing it.
Yeah.
He was killing it.
I heard.
I see all the videos, and I just don't see the willingness in the game.
I heard he was just, he was.
Yeah.
And it goes back to, he's prideful.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
But he pride.
Is fear, he's scared to fail. You know what I mean?
Got
to
get over that, though.
Yeah, he's scared to fail.
Sometimes you got
to
fail to win. You saw the Woj bomb last night regarding Kawhi, and he's going to talk to some other teams besides the Clippers. Toronto, obviously, one of those teams. The Knicks were mentioned, the Sixers, and possibly the Nets. What are your thoughts when you hear that?
I hear it's going to be Toronto or the Clippers. I mean, you know, he can sit down and he can talk to this, Toronto, make stress, Toronto and the Clippers, not the Sixers. But he could come here and he can talk, he can say whatever. But ultimately, I think that if you're going to stay on the East Coast, it's going to be hard for you to leave Toronto. I just do. And the thing is now, the one thing that it is, like a lot of people don't notice, but his uncle,
Uncle Dennis,
I think it's North Jersey.
Oh,
you heard
North,
it was South.
Central Jersey.
He is a Jersey dude.
Exactly.
Since his dad was killed in 2008, he's been a big influence on his life.
A huge part, man. He's at the game. I mean, so when you look at it, it's like from what I heard last year when the Sixers were talking to him. You know, his uncle was like, hey, that might be a great fit for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, better than like New York or L.A. just because we're a little bit more laid back. You know what I mean? Compared to that. And Kawhi is a laid back guy. So he always thought that was a good fit. But the thing about Kawhi is, you know, he just loves the West Coast.
Yeah.
He loves Southern California. Yeah. And I can't blame him because think about us. Like, we're from here. And if somebody said we had to go to somewhere in Washington that's not, you know, like some state,
Oregon
or go to Montana.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A different way of life.
Wow. And do you want to do it? You know what I mean?
He's got his first chance now to make a decision where he wants to go. He's waited for this right that players get a free agency. Now he's got it. So now, but maybe you roll AI into that meeting. I know AI can have an impact on him.
You know, that's his favorite player. You know that, right?
Yeah. AI and him go to Lynn Villa Orchards. They'll pick apples and they'll be good to go. AI will drive the tractor for the hayride. You know?
Yeah.
Keep your hands inside the tractor.
I would love to see that on TV.
I would too. Be a great 30 for 30. But the Sixers, there's a conversation to be had there. They have something to offer.
Yeah, they have a lot to offer. They do. They have a lot. But I don't know if he wants to leave Toronto to come here, but That's a lot to offer. A lot
to offer. So you see him, he could go back to Toronto.
Yeah, he could.
Coach called that a way station for him. I thought that was an interesting turn of phrase.
I still don't think he winds up with the Clippers. I do. I don't think the Knicks are crazy either for him. There's something about, I still think the Knicks are a possibility for him.
Could be. Yeah, I mean, it's New York and the Knicks, but at the same time,
I was joking around about King of New York and Christopher Walken. Like, you know, you're the man. There is something. He even though he's laid back, there's something about being
true.
You know, there's something about being a man of that place and rekindling and resuscitating that franchise.
Yeah, but the Knicks, man, yeah, that's older, it's
Dolan.
It's messed up.
Dude, when I was there back in the day, when I was working for the Post, there was Checkets, and the minute Checkets went out, that whole franchise just went right down.
A lot of bad decisions.
I mean, think about it. You have Kyrie saying, "I want to go to the Nets, the Knicks."
No,
I mean, can you imagine that like 10 years ago?
The Nets,
But,
it's going to be a fun off season, man.
It's going to be a wild couple weeks, man.
Yeah. Your phone's going to be buzzing.
Yeah.
Jimmy coming back?
I don't know. I don't know.
Nobody knows, but I don't even know if Jimmy knows.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I spoke to a couple of people that's cool with us to say, what's going on? They said, we really haven't even talked about it yet. I think what Jimmy does is when the season is over, now I know you hear that and you're like, whatever, but they say, like, basically when the season is over, Jimmy wants to get away and just chill.
Clear his head,
so to speak. And then, like, this week is when they're going to get together and they're all going to talk about his options, right? Now, the thing about it is, like, Jimmy is smart, right? Because, Jimmy is, he's not like the KD or nothing, or like a Kawhi. So what he'll do is he'll wait to see, unless he just wants to come here, but he'll wait to see what's out there. Because next thing you know, once Kawhi says, I'm not going to the Clippers, well, then they say, hey, Jimmy, we got this for you.
Yeah.
Once there's another trade made, like, hey, Jimmy, we have space for you. So for the Sixers, it's great if he says, okay, I want to come here. But for Jimmy, it's best for him to decide to take my time, relax, because someone's going to offer him the max.
Yeah.
So just, you know, take your time.
But if you're the Sixers, right, and you just go super max in, don't he got to jump?
You would think. I mean, yeah, you would think. But again, it's, you know, some guys just want to be somewhere where they're going to be the man. Now, granted, he became the man in the playoffs, but heading into the playoffs, he was not the man. You know what I mean? He was not the man. And he took over everything when the time counts. But, you know, so I think it could be like a little roller coaster with him. Like, okay, so, you know, they gave me the ball. But then, then they took the ball away from me. Oh, I got the ball again.
He's not going to be the man on any championship team.
Of course.
Well, if you want to go play with LeBron, you ain't the man. You want to go play with, name the place where he's the man.
Houston.
He's the man, right? Like, you know, my point is here, he's more the man than anywhere else he would be. And, you know, there's a bit of cachet, like where he's the lead, like he's the oldest, he's the leader. You know, to me, if he doesn't come back, he's half a fraud. Because all you want to do is, I want to win. And I love it. Like, I love what he did in Minnesota. Those two punks. Like, I love it, what he did. But you better now stick up. You better come back. Because if you come back and all of a sudden you don't want to play for the Sixers, then I got nothing for you. Yeah. Because then you're a fraud. All the stuff you talked about was all junk.
Yeah, you got a point. I mean, you have a point. I mean, they all say that. But you've been in this long enough to know that when you ask a player, hey, man, do you like it? Oh, man, I love it. And then when you turn off the tape recorder, like, yo, dude, I hate this place.
You know
what I mean? So they say that a lot, you know?
No, I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you. Hey, also, feel you with, like, Tobias and him, too. Like, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think it's as bad as people. No, I think they're cool. I think they're different type of guys, but I don't think it's as bad like that. I don't think it's.
No, I don't think it's bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think Jimmy and Joe are closer than Jimmy and even Ben.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. That's his boy. That's his road dog. The rest of them, like, you know, Tobias is that dude who in school, like, he's hanging out with Boban. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if they were in high school, Ben would be the ladies' man.
Right.
Like, Ben would be the guy that all the chicks want.
Yeah.
You know, Tobias would be the cool dude. But he would also be the astute dude in, like, all the AP classes. But he would be the cool dude,
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Joel would be the guy that he should... Joel and Jimmy should be in the AP... I mean, they would be in AP classes, too, but they don't want anyone to know it because they're too busy having fun and having parties and stuff like that. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
But Ben is just like, I'm the ladies, man.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Hey, Keith, thanks.
That's great stuff, man.
We'll be talking to you down the road, and we appreciate you taking the time today and, of course, all season long.
And I appreciate y'all having me on your show.
Thank you. Thank Keith Pompey from the Inquirer, Inquirer.com. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more from Sixers practice facility right after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let me tell you about Parks Casino. That's right. We were hanging out last night at the fabulous South Philly Racing Sportsbook, Packer Avenue, having a great time as always. It's Parks Casino, my casino and sportsbook of choice, and the South Philly Race and Sportsbook and the Oaks Racing Sportsbook, King of Prussia area. Man, the South Philly location is terrific. Hundreds of new big screens have been added so you can watch every game. There's a new pub menu with great food and drink specials and beer specials while you watch the game. South Philly Racing Sportsbook, smack dab in the center of the Philadelphia sports universe. Right in the shadow of the ballpark. You're heading down there? Perfect. Stop off and get a little skin in the game. There's plenty of customer service windows and self-service kiosks for all your sports bets and your horse bets. Bet right there and get paid right back. Your cash is paid right there at the window. All bets from South Philly and Oaks and Parks Casino Street Road. You can just cash your tickets anywhere, any of those three locations. And what
Gargano and Mertitis Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Yeah, we're back live at the Sixers practice facility. Sixers NBA draft last night. Free agency on the way. I got some dates here for you, too, regarding free agency and how everything's going to go down and how the key dates, if you will. But, okay, so, Ant, the free agency period and teams can talk to guys beginning on on June 30th, but they can't actually sign until the 6th. So that's like, guys, that's like the NBA version of legal tampering period. Is that how that works?
Yeah, basically. But you can negotiate, so you just can't sign. So you can announce it.
Yeah, like you already have the announcement actually of the trade with Anthony Davis.
Yeah, so. I mean it's all about cap and how things get the accounting piece of this.
Yeah. So we'll see how this plays out, and thanks to Keith Pompey, some interesting conversation there as well. 610-632-0975, coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to have Bring the Heat, and we'll see what that entails, see how people felt about the pick, see how people felt about it. Gene Segura and much more, but let's get...
I would like to talk a little Phillies, too, as we...
Sure.
Listen, this is a big weekend. You're playing a team you should beat, and... You're scuffling.
Oh, you're taking on water right now, man. You hit an iceberg like the Titanic a couple weeks ago. Really, since the beginning of the month. They're playing. They lost 8 out of 10, I think 12 of their last 16 games they've lost.
And all the Braves do is win.
Yeah. I mean, that gap's getting even bigger by the day. And all of a sudden, look who's back in the mix, too. Washington back in the mix.
Well,
by virtue of sweeping the Phils.
Listen, you know that they got real talent.
Yeah, they got that pitching, man. When you got pitching like that.
Yeah, but they also have a good lineup.
Yeah, you're not out of it. So, and that's a team that if they get hot at the right time could do some real damage, too. 610-632-0975. Bobby and Wayne is on the Fanatic. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. I love the show. You guys do a great job for the city.
Thanks, brother. What's happening?
I just want to talk about the draft last night. The draft, I just hope these guys don't get hurt in summer league play, because we've been waiting so long for these guys to play, because like Joel Embiid got hurt. We got Ben Simmons got hurt, and then Markelle Fultz got hurt. We had to wait a whole year, and Zaire got hurt. We had to wait a whole year before they actually play. So I just hope these guys.
Four top selections in four successive years have gone through different kinds of injuries, but none really had an impactful first year. It's crazy.
Yeah. I just hope they don't get hurt. I hope, I'm ready for the season, and hopefully they can do well, get out of the second round of the playoffs. And hopefully Brett Brown can still be the coach.
Well, I just saw Brett walking down the hall, looking very relaxed in a pair of jeans and a T-shirt.
Yeah, I think he's fine.
Yeah, he's. I think he's looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's good. All right, thanks for taking my call, guys. Do a great job for this city.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Bobby. Enjoy it, man. This next couple of weeks is going to be a lot of fun. Think about like the next couple of weeks, okay? Let me run this by you. Okay. I love doing this to you because this gets you so pumped up. You're already sitting on one ass cheek because you're at the Sixers practice facility. You're about to float, all right? So the draft happens last night, NHL draft this weekend. And then next week, you're leading into that date that I mentioned, the 30th, when free agency. A lot of conversation, a lot of things are going to get dropped next week, a lot of silly season stuff, a lot of misdirection.
Yeah, it'll be great. But Monday will be awesome.
Oh, the first?
Monday will be phenomenal.
Yeah. And then, okay, then you go into the week of the first, and that period is essentially
Jimmy!
Open.
We got Jimmy back!
But like Keith Pompey said, Jimmy's a guy who'll sit back and kind of like
a
measured approach.
No, I know. He's not happening July 1st.
And you've alluded to this several times. Jimmy's going to make
a ball breaker,
sweat.
I tell you, he's going to make you sweat.
I was just talking to Keith off the air. He's like, Jimmy likes to get away. He takes his whole group with him on vacation and their families, like 30 people, and like rent like a mansion somewhere. Because he does his workouts and everything, but he's just kind of, you know, just decompressing from this. He's a very cerebral guy.
Not for nothing. God bless. Can you imagine the quality of life? Like, that's why I want to join
South
that staff.
South of France?
I want to work in that staff.
He's a rebounder.
You know, I am.
You'd be a great rebounder.
Damn right I would be.
All right, so that
I'd give a perfect chest pass. Perfect bounce pass where it's a catch and shoot.
Oh, okay, in rhythm.
You know, I give a perfect pass every time for you.
Yeah.
Jim.
Bring it in with the left hand, bring it over to the right for the shot, rise up.
Lead him.
Yeah.
Lead him to the left, lead him to the right.
He's like John Stockton out there.
Yeah, man. I do the same thing with Massimo every day. We have our practice time.
You looking like Mark Price out there.
That's all I got to do, man. And then I'll join the South of France, drink some wine with you.
Yeah, well, you got that in common. So the week of July 1st, you'll have that whole thing going on. Players can sign on the 6th. And then the week after that, you'll have the remnants of the season and the teams really coming into focus. And then like a week and a half later, the Eagles are in training camp.
Oh, my God, dude. And then what's our countdown? You have the countdown.
Oh, in training camp? Kidding me? Of course I got it. So you got the countdown to the regular season, which is that Thursday night game. And you also have the countdown to the NFL season.
Did you ever do the countdown to that college game?
Oh, no, I got to put the Miami, the Florida game. I'll put that in. Yeah. I'll absolutely put that in.
Gators, Canes.
So the NFL season kickoff, Anthony, is 76 days, 7 hours, 29 minutes, now 40 seconds on my mark now. All right? So that's the season.
76. Can we do 76 days?
While we're here, that's kind of fitting, isn't it not? The Eagles will be on the field. They report on the 24th, which is 32 days from now. And the first full squad practice on Thursday, the 25th, in advance, 2 weeks in advance of their first preseason game, is 33 days away. Helmets will be clanking on the field.
That's
Carson,
great.
It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it will be. It'll be great.
You know, usually this time of year, you're like kind of sweating it and going, "Oh man, what's going on?"
You're
pumped up.
You're pumped up for training camp.
Yeah.
We were fighting Tuesday about this.
I love training camp. I don't need to be there. I just love the fact that it's back. And all the reporters are working.
You love it. Just admit you love it. You love practice.
No, I won't go to practice.
Like
I don't care. But apparently a lot of people love it because they sold a sucker out really quick.
Yeah, there's only one of them.
Yeah.
Well, rats.
Yeah. Let's go to West Virginia. Let's talk to William in West Virginia on the Fanatic. Hey, William.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up?
What's up, Will?
Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just want to say I think Elton, I have had an evening to process the draft. no pun intended, and I think they did pretty good. But I will say that I think Elton Brand is probably the best general manager they've had in years, because I really think he has a plan, and I really like, and I just feel like he just hit the ground running. I trust him, but I will say the only thing that bothered me was trading with Boston. I hate the Celtics. I'm 50 years old. I've hated that team for my entire life. And to even remotely do a deal with these guys, it's just, I can still see Dr. J punching Larry Bird. That's how I view the Celtics.
Well, you and I are cut from the same cloth, man. I feel the same
way. I appreciate that. I have a newspaper clipping.
The West Virginia Cubs.
That's right, man.
What are you doing in West Virginia? Are you from West Virginia? I work, yeah, I'm from here.
I'm actually live in West Virginia. I listen to all the Philadelphia stations online.
That's wild.
So you're originally from the Philadelphia area or no?
No. I'm from West Virginia my whole life. I've just been a Sixer fan. I grew up.
That's so cool.
I know, man. I like Dr. J. I love Dr. J.
And you hate the Celtics like we do. That's awesome, brother.
I despise that. I mean, my gosh. I mean, the only thing, as much as I love the 83 title team, the only thing was missing from that is that we didn't beat Boston in the playoffs and Milwaukee swept them. That was the only thing missing. Yeah,
dude, you're a great Sixer, man. Have you ever been up for a game?
No, sir, I have not. I still got a newspaper.
Get up here, brother.
Dude, I've got a newspaper clipping of Sedale Threet, who went to West Virginia Tech, punching Danny Ainge in the jaw.
Yeah, I remember that game. Sedale.
And I tell you, it's just, that's just, you know how bad a team is whenever you get Dr. J, who's got to be the classiest athlete ever, to stop in the middle of a court and start punching on you.
I'll tell you a great story real quick. So this is like 2001 or so, and I'm with the Sixers on the trip to Boston, and I'm walking next behind Mo Cheeks. Mo is Larry Brown's assistant, and I'm behind Mo, and in front of Mo Cheeks is Red Auerbach, right? And Red Auerbach closes the door in Maurice Cheeks' face.
Oh, really?
And he said, "I'll never hold the door for a Sixer."
Ah, that's awesome.
And that was like well after Mo retired, brother.
Well, still going on. The hate. How about that guy?
That's cool, man.
Yeah, that's a West Virginia
cuss. What's his name? I like him.
William from West Virginia. We got to get him up for a game.
He's a real fan.
Coming up next, Bring the Heat. It is the Midday Show live from the Sixers practice facility right here at 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's talk about the uncles. That's right. Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul at Family Crusher Dodge Jeep Ram right there in the Philadelphia, right by the airport in the airport auto mall. You go back down there. I was down there the other day swapping out the new Jeeps. The Jeeps are awesome, man. That dealership is great. Go see Frank. Frank will help you out. It is truly family. You walk in there and you see everybody. I was talking to Uncle Paul for a while and hanging out. Uncle Greg's down the shore. It's like it's so much like going over your family's house, except there's a bunch of great cars and vehicles available. And you can get great deals on them right now. 0% financing. You get the loaner cars. You get great service after the sale. You just get a relationship. And that's what Family Crusher Dodge Jeep Ram's all about. So make sure you head down there. Go see Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul and tell them Cuz sent you at online anytime, familyautos.com. Just remember, you'll always be more than a customer. Indeed, family. Family Crusher Dodge Jeep Ram. Go see the uncles for details.
Gargano and Mertitis Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.